What's up, podcast? We're back. It's Monday again, and I feel like we're back on track. You know, there's one thing I want to say to start off. If I'm still talking, we're not stopping. And that's it. That's it, guys. I'm done. See you guys in the next one. I'm just kidding. There is one thing that's focused that says a lot about me, and it's that, you know, I believe in the statement that if you have a voice, you should use it. Now, learning how to use it, when to use it, you know, totally up to you. However, like I said before, you know, you have this voice and you should be able to use it as you please. Use it for good. Use it for your best self-interest, if you will. You know, that's completely fine. But as long as you are using it, there's nothing wrong with that. There's not one thing that I can see that would be wrong with using it. Actually, let me rephrase that, because that can be taken the wrong way. If you are using it for good in your best self-interest, I don't see anything wrong with it. Now, if you have other motives and you have hidden agendas, then of course, you know, you're trying to convince somebody. You're trying to make change for a certain agenda. And those are the people, you know, that can, hey, you know, you need to stop talking. But, you know, it's all about intent. That's what I see. It's all about intent, so let's do that. Let's focus on that. Let's also get real with ourselves for a moment. What are we? Who are we? What are we? And what do we actually do? So I'm going to pause for a moment. You guys, let's think about that for a second. Who we are and what are we? What do we actually do? The reason why I pose the question is because I really do believe self-awareness is the game. You know, just because a person has a title in their Instagram bio or their Twitter page, whatever have you, on Facebook or LinkedIn, you know, those blanks, anybody can fill in the blanks. Anybody can write in and it's done. But remember that this is just a message to other users. This is just their output of what they're saying. And so I just want to ask people to be more truthful with the titles that everybody has on their Instagram. Nobody's going to go around verifying it, but whenever somebody finds out, it's a little embarrassing. It's it hurts to the credibility of things. And by all means, you know, shoot for the stars. But when we got people saying that they're small business owners, you know, with no licensing, and we have people saying that they run this type of company or this type of group, and they haven't put in the work to even make that official. I'm not talking about anybody in specific. I'm just saying in general as a whole, it's not a good look. It hurts credibility. And so, you know, this is something that we all have to work on as a whole together. But, you know, I don't want to make this whole podcast about problems, because then it comes to a point where I'm just trying to find problems, and that's not what I do. I feel like I'm more geared towards solving them instead of pointing them out. They point themselves out, problems. And so to that regard, I want to give value, but I don't want to have to find the problems. And so, you know, how can I give value when there's no problems in sight, I guess? It's a good question. I guess we can talk about what's good. Yeah, talk about the upside. Maybe I might just name this podcast The Upside, and I'll be talking about what's good, you know? I'll start it off like, what's good? And then I'll tell you. Does that sound like a good idea? If it does, write me back a voice message. It's there in the box. I love them. Keep them coming in. And so, yeah, what's the upsides? Well, I got Monday off. That's a good upside. Monday is off. I am off on Monday. Meaning, get to work on some music. Let's talk about music. I know getting faster with my sessions only comes with practice. And I seem to have stopped counting the days with which I'm on a project or when I've started the project. I want to be able to start making songs within a week. I feel like that's a really good amount of time for a full song. But again, I'm still learning a lot of the processes of mixing and mastering. I still haven't got those down to a T. And so I feel like with each project comes with its own world of mixing problems or just different mixing dynamics. And I've recently found out that sidechaining is more than just volume automation. It has to do with actual transients and how your drums, you know, you can actually hear the transients whenever they hit, whenever they're triggered. So a lot of stuff I have to work on. Although I know that it's possible to do all this stuff with stock plugins. A lot of these other plugins that I'm always looking at seem like they would make my life easier. And I know that's not the case. And so for some producers out there, if you feel like, and this is actually for everybody, if you feel like something, there is one item that will completely change your life or make your whole life better, like, oh, if I had this, I'd be rich. Or if I had this one plugin, I'd be the best producer around. That's not the case. And although it may seem like it, I can recognize it and I can tell myself, hey, you know what? That's definitely not the case. There's not this one world. There's not this one Band-Aid that's going to solve all the world's problems. And I feel like us as humans, we're programmed to think that way. For the time being, like, it's a temporary solution. And so I'm going against these temporary solutions. Yes, they're nice, and yes, they're great, but let's find something long term. What's repeatable? What is possible for years and years to come? And besides the blank answer of or the cliche, practice makes perfect, you know, what are the daily disciplines, or like, what can you be doing in the now that's gonna compound interest over time, meaning it's gonna multiply the value of it to where it has this immense value. I think these sound design sessions really help. When I'm not creating music, I'm just sound designing. Those definitely help, but I've been finding out that it's more about just trying things until one sticks. when one sticks, when something sticks, there you go. You've made your song. That's it. But anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and cut this podcast short today. I've been hitting around the 10-minute mark, I think. And yeah, enjoy the outro song. Hopefully, guys, have a great week. Have a wonderful Monday. Crush it at work. You guys are doing amazing. I see a lot of good stuff going on. And I want to hear more from others, including myself. So let's do that. Anyways, goodbye.